Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to the Powered by Transova podcast. Your host, Sarah and Emily, here with you again today on this lovely March day, which this might not even be posted in March. Hopefully the weather's better by then. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. I'll stop rambling. Today, we have somebody from our sales team here, Jacob DeCreif, who lives out in Idaho and covers our Western region. So welcome, Jacob. Thanks for being on with us today. Why don't you start off and talk a bit about your background and where you came from and how you got to be where you are today?
Yeah. First off, thank you for having me today. I like listening to this podcast, so it's cool to finally be able to be on it and chat with you guys a little bit. So a little background on myself. I come from a small town in Idaho called Buell, right outside of Twin Falls, Idaho. I grew up on a 500-cow Holstein dairy. So I've been around cows my whole life. Agriculture's kind of been my passion. Yeah, I graduated from the Utah State University with a bachelor's degree in ag science and finished up my master's with Eastern Washington University. I was an agronomist before I joined Transova, so I made a huge leap from plants and what we feed the cows to coming back to the animal industry. So it was a pretty big leap back, but it's been exciting so far. I just celebrated my 1-year anniversary with Transova last Saturday, so
congratulations.
Thank you. It's been an exciting and fun year. And just been awesome to be a part of the team so far.
And did you say the Utah State University?
The University.
Okay. Emily was
about to put up her boxing gloves.
Utah State University.
Well, he always makes fun of Garrett and I for the Ohio State, so I had to catch him on saying the university.
Yeah, got to knock that pedestal off every so often.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on your 1-year anniversary. We're certainly glad to have you on the team. Could you maybe give us a little more insight into what your role consists of? On a day-to-day basis, and then maybe kind of some of the people that you might work with in your area.
Yeah, so I kind of work in the sales and help with the marketing where I can, go to trade shows and whatnot, so that's pretty fun. But more or less, I help with contracting, kind of help with any problems that I can, you know, with logistics issues if they need help. Just kind of get a feeler for how my whole region, which is Idaho, Washington, Utah, Idaho, Utah, Washington, Oregon, parts of Northern California, on how we can better serve them and going out and getting customers and making sure we're doing a good enough job to provide the services that we do for all these customers. I like taking a lot of the crap from the customers, if I can say that, sorry. I like hearing problems. I like hearing any issues. I like hearing all the cheers and jeers from customers and being able to relate it back to the team. The operation side of it. So I like being able to talk to customers and just, you know, hear everything that we're doing, good or bad, and being able to, you know, help solve problems and do what I can to make sure we're all aware of what's going on. A big part of what I do is go out and get new business. And I feel like the West has a lot of opportunity. So it's pretty exciting out here for me to be in my role and going out and talking with people that really have never heard of embryos or IVF or anything that we offer. So it's cool to be able to educate people on what we do and what we're going to be doing more in my area.
So I think that's a great point, Jacob, of talking to people about our services. And a lot of people don't realize that we have a presence out in the Pacific Northwest there. Can you maybe highlight a few of the satellites that are located in your area? And obviously, too, we have the lab there in Washington as well.
Yeah. So when I came on, we had a bunch of really good established satellites already in Midway Dairy, GT Genetics, Rob Thomas Angus, Tripp's Family Farm down in Utah. Since I came on last year, we've also added quite a few of them. We've added Brett Murray out in Lebanon, Oregon, Harrison Land and Cattle out in Montague, California, kind of help with Southern Oregon stuff. We've also added a new satellite here in Twin Falls, Idaho with Magic Valley IVF. And then we're working on adding a couple more down in the Utah area right now, one south of Salt Lake and one north of Salt Lake, to help people avoid having to drive through that whole cluster of a city known as Salt Lake. So we're really growing out in this area, along with a lot of other really exciting stuff coming along. We have a new PWP coming online here soon, with two other established PWPs and one other one that we added this last year. So it's been exciting in my area. We're in go and grow mode. So it's cool to see all the new stuff that we're branching out into, and really fun to be a part of it and work with the team we have out here to continue to do all this stuff.
Yeah, I would echo that, Jacob. There's been, like you said, some established satellites in that area, but I would say in terms of growth, it's where we are growing significantly, is in that area of the United States. Could you maybe give a little insight into the new lab? I guess that will be this is very new news. So we're kind of excited to talk about it, but maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. So we recently started a lab out here in Twin Falls, Idaho. We're in the beginning stages of getting it up and going. It's been cool because I've been able to talk with a whole bunch of people throughout Transova that I never probably would have been able to have a conversation with or anything like that. So I've been experiencing a lot of different sides of Transova and getting this new lab up and going here in Twin Falls, Idaho. It'll definitely be, in my opinion, I think it'll be a fun one to get going. There's a lot of opportunity out here. Within 2 hours of it, there's probably close to 1 million dairy animals in the area. It'll kind of help service the Idaho region / Utah and any other region we're kind of missing in that area. So it's an exciting thing. It's right in my backyard. I grew up here, so I know there's a lot of opportunity here. Yeah, hopefully we can get it up and going as soon as we can, because there's a lot of interest out here. It'll definitely help our infrastructure out here west, kind of branch a lot of areas together and keep us going and growing like we have been. So it's a really exciting thing for me especially, but I feel like the team's really, really excited for what we have coming out here.
Yeah. And this is something that we've been talking about for a while. And I remember you pitching the idea at our sales meeting last fall. So it's cool to see this come full circle and actually start happening. So very good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling me from where we were in the, you know, I thought there was probably about a 20-25% chance of this actually happening with some of the people I presented it to, but it came full circle, and I can't be more excited about something coming forward. It'll be cool. It's cool to because embryo and IVF is really not a huge thing out here in Idaho. There's maybe one or two people that have really ever provided the services out here. And so you're kind of breaking ground in this area on this. And so when you go and talk to these people that I've known my whole life, and I get to explain what I do and what I'm a part of now, you really get the sense of like, holy cow, this is something I've never heard of before. And so it's, you know, going back to that, being able to educate people about what we do, it's cool to have those conversations on a daily basis with people I've known my whole life, and being able to talk to them about what we can do to help them out. So it's fun.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe expand on that a little bit more, Jacob, of how you see Transova services impacting your region. You know, you said there's hasn't been a lot of presence of that up until now. So maybe go into that a little bit more.
Yeah. So Idaho is a huge pocket for dairies. I think we're number 5 in the nation for milk production. There's a lot of advancements that could and should happen in this area. I feel like we're starting to be on the cusp of dairies really wanting to take off on this technology. You know, we're in the same boat as a lot of other areas where you either have to grow or advance in what you're doing. And so for us, for the Twin Falls area to be able to do that, they need this technology there. And that's what Transova can provide for them, to either advance genetically or grow their herd efficiently. with getting the animals and getting the genetics they want out of their herd to grow those animals to be the top of their herd down the road. So it's an exciting time for that. And I think that's what we can kind of help bring in and provide for them to be able to do that in an efficient way.
Very good. It's exciting, the capabilities and what, you know, the what could be's, so to speak, when you talk about incorporating these services into a region such as yours. You've talked about, you know, the grow and go mentality a little bit. Where do you see the biggest areas of growth in your region? Are there key areas, key clients? I mean, what are you focusing on, or where do you see the most growth that could occur?
I want to say my whole region can grow, honestly. I'm a go-getter, so I want to say that I want to grow the whole region no matter where it's at, whether it's, you know, we're talking about maybe trying to establish a new satellite up by Ellensburg, Washington, to kind of help pull in any of that Northern Washington business that we've either, you know, they have to travel 5 hours to get to us for us to work on, or, you know, we have to travel that far. So we're trying to find middle ground to help them. Down here with the new lab, we're hoping to cut a lot of that drive time from Washington down to Idaho, on top of being able to reach new clients that, you know, just being there locally might make them feel a little more comfortable trying out some new technology that they've never, you know, they might have been a little hesitant with the distance that they've had, but now they might be a little more willing, like, hey, if it's in my backyard and I know someone that works with them, it's worth to try now. So I think that's a huge area of growth for us. And just on top of, you know, going from the terminal beef embryos, that's a huge thing out here right now. That a big talking point with dairies, just trying to find an efficient and economic way to get a better animal out of their dairy cows. And elaborating a little bit on that. So we're putting either a Wagyu Angus embryo or an Angus embryo into these dairy animals to get a more efficient weight gaining animal coming out of these dairy animals for a better price, better product, more efficient on the feed growth. So it's cool to have those conversations with dairies. I think that's a huge stepping stone out here in the West. With the drought last year, that's kind of pushing a lot of guys to look for more efficient ways to get better products out there.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jacob, of I think a common misconception that people have with Transova that we only provide services to seed stock or show people, whereas there's quite a few commercial dairies that utilize our services. So I liked your comments a lot about, you know, commercial dairies, but also the incorporation of that beef embryo into dairies. Could you maybe go into that a little bit more of what that process looks like, you know, if somebody was interested in incorporating that to their commercial dairy or even just IVF onto a commercial dairy?
Yeah. So, I mean, they kind of go hand in hand, just, you know, the two E words that they're kind of buzzwords, but the efficiency and economics of it just really work out for the dairy industry. Plus the processors love it. You know, that's the cool thing about these beef embryos is there's a pull through market for them out there already of companies that want to buy these embryo animals coming out of these dairy cows already there. So what we do is we build these embryos for certain customers, and then we can sell them to dairies through different programs. So you can put a pure beef embryo, and one of the programs is a Wagyu Angus, which is a huge, huge market right now. You can put that into, say, your Jersey cow, where you'll have the calving ease from the Wagyu. You'll have a good animal that'll come out. It won't really necessarily affect what you're doing with your repro program, and you can get a good animal out there in the there's pull through markets on it. So that's kind of a cool thing that we're seeing with dairies, is just another option on the embryo side to get a better animal that will have a better weight gain that these processors are actually requesting to buy now. It's been a huge stepping stone, and it's been in the works for a couple of years with Transova, but I think it's finally those conversations are really starting to be huge out here. Yeah, it's a big thing coming, and we're working on a way to help train dairies in order to put in embryos right now so that we can make the most efficient for them and economic on a commercial scale so that they can get the most bang for their buck when they're doing this program.
I think those are all great points. I know we've been talking on the beef on dairy embryos for a while, but like you said, there's recently been just a surge. It seems like an interest in conversations. And you also mentioned the training dairies to be able to put in the embryo. You know, I think that's one hurdle people don't, they think about, but it's something that we also assist in as well. You know, it's kind of the full service loop. We've got the services, we've got the training, and we've got the embryos. So I think that was all great to hit on. Jacob, you mentioned that you had to switch gears when you took this position versus your old, you know, your old jobs. What have you learned since you've started with Transova, either in your role or about the company? Kind of just give us some insight to that.
So, yeah, so I came over from an agronomist role. So I was pretty much in charge of helping farmers and dairymen grow the feed for the cows. So that was, you know, it's still a really cool process of the ag industry and the animal industry to make sure that a dairy was, you know, getting the products they needed from that standpoint of where I was at, selling herbicides, pesticides, all that, fertilizer, doing consulting stuff. When the switch up came to Transova, it was a whirlwind for me, stepping away from that to come into this world. You know, you're talking about technology. Like I said, that wasn't in my wheelhouse. I knew little to nothing about it, but when I was looking at Transova, it was the advancements intrigued me so much. I'm like, well, if I want to do this, I'm going to learn as much as I can to make sure I can do this. And so being able to just continuously learn, okay, IVF, the proper procedures, the embryos, the way we do it, the way the animals respond to it, what processes we can do to help advance agriculture in general. I mean, everything we offer, you know, we talk the toolbox that we offer. It's cool to learn everything we have and being able to go and to a dairy and be like, hey, this is what we can offer you. And this is what we services we can provide to move you along and help do whatever we can to make you better. I've always been in client-based services. And so that kind of really played into coming to Transova. And so it's always cool because you just switch up what you're talking about and being able to talk about now the genetic side of it. And it's just been a whirlwind of learning all the stuff that we offer, but it's been cool to adjust to that. And then plus I was more working on the dairy side of stuff. And so I had to push myself to learn about the beef world now because my area is about 50-50 between beef and dairy. So it's been a learning curve, but it's been an exciting one, especially being able to talk to beef producers and kind of learn their different thought processes compared to a dairy. So that's really been cool to learn how, you know, I know that part of the industry, how the food's made for the cows, but now I get to learn more on the reproductive side and continue to learn and see what advancements we can continue to push out to help producers grow and learn what they can do with their herds.
Jacob, I think, you know, you bring a unique perspective to our business just because of your agronomy background. I think when we talk about repro, how that plays into success gets overlooked a little bit. I think you bringing that to the table helps a lot of our clients too, of like, okay, let's look at this also on top of your preg rates and everything else and embryo quality. And, you know, you just bring a unique perspective to the table, which I think has been great to the team.
Thanks, Emily. Yeah. And we have such a great R&D department. So I've had a couple conversations with them on just like, you know, I love spitballing ideas, and 95% of them probably are dumb ideas, but you never know the 2% that might stick and the 3% that no one wants to even listen to. But it's cool to be able to talk like, okay, what aspects can we do from our standpoint to really help push the envelope on what we're doing to be as successful as we can for the client? And, you know, I worked with a vet up here in Washington, and he showed me a presentation. It was called One More Embryo. And it was all about how do we get that one more embryo? What's that worth to our clients to make that one more embryo per OPU? What does that do for everyone involved? And so that was in my first couple months of being here. So that kind of really helped set my mindset of what can we do to always better ourselves, to better our services for our clients, you know, and it's, you know, we're one big team, and we all work together to try to do the best we can. It doesn't matter if it's anyone involved, just we're trying to do the best we can for our clients.
Yeah, I know we sound like a broken record when we say this. You know, we deal consistently in services and embryos and genetics, but we're really in the people business. You know, we're trying to do the best for other people. Our people are trying to do the best, you know, for them. So I think it's great that you bring that up. And like, we're just an entire team just trying to do what we can. You've really hit the ground running in your position. What are you looking forward to in the next 6 months, year, 5 years? You know, what excites you about what's coming down the pipe?
You know, the Idaho lab's exciting. I'm going to be grounded at home here in a couple months. I got another kid coming, so it's going to be nice to kind of be home with that. And with the Idaho lab, that gives me opportunity to work really hard to really grow that area in my backyard. So I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for the beef embryos going into dairies. I look at it just as where the ag industry needs to go to be more efficient. And I think that the beef embryos are going to be the big stepping stone where we're going to go to really provide advancements for certain parts of the industry, along with IVF. I mean, everything kind of goes hand in hand. You talk about advancements and efficiency and everything we offer, that's what we're trying to do, is just make it work for these farmers, whether it's skipping generations to get a better cow right away, to putting in a better product in their animals to get the beef calf out of a dairy animal. And it's just all exciting stuff. Like I said, when I joined Transova, just learning about all the advancements and everywhere it could go, it just makes you excited about everything that we can do and everywhere we can go. I heard a quote from a dairyman the other day. It was, you know, the world's only getting smaller. And so we have to figure out how we're going to continue to serve the population and serve society. And, you know, we're trying to do our part to help farmers and dairymen do as much as they can to continue to do that for society. So it's cool where we're at. And that's just always exciting for me to, you know, I know I feel like I'm doing something to really help out in the world. And I'm a part of a company that's really pushing to do a lot of that stuff for the world. So that's what's really got me excited.
Awesome. Very good answer, Jacob. So we are to the end of our questions that we had for you. Is there anything that you'd like to add or anything you wish we would have asked you?
I want to apologize to you, Emily. I forgot. I'm sorry I didn't make it to Nashville and I couldn't get the red noses to everyone for the sales team. So I apologize for that. A couple people.
Okay. We're going to have to give some background on this, or I'm going to have to edit it out. So we had our company-wide summit in February, and one of the nights was a themed come in your cowboy best. And I jokingly said that the sales team should come as rodeo clowns, and they took it very personal, and it was not meant to be that. So thank you for calling me out on the podcast here, Jacob.
Oh, I had to. We won't let that go for a while, but
no.
Well, thank you for joining us. And we're glad you've just celebrated your 1 year anniversary, and hope that will be many, many more, because we enjoy having you on the team, and we thank you for everything you're doing in your region to impact Transova's impact.
Yeah. Thank you guys for letting me be on here and be able to chat with you about myself and what's going on out west here.
Thank you, Jacob. We will catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.